Now, the World Health Organization estimates that over 800,000 people die by suicide each year. This Tuesday, the 10th of September, is World Suicide Prevention Day, and Lifeline is organizing Out of the Shadows walks to remember those lost to suicide and unite a commitment to prevent further deaths in this tragic way. We are joined this morning by Robert Sams, Executive Director of Lifeline Direct, to discuss suicide prevention in Sydney and the upcoming Out of the Shadows walks happening around Australia this week. Robert, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for taking the time to share the message around our Out of the Shadows walk.
Can you tell us a little bit about World Suicide Prevention Day to kick things off? What are we commemorating? What are we exploring on this day?
Well, it's really a time of reflection, a reflection for those certainly that have been affected by suicide, those who we've lost to suicide. And at Lifeline, we really try to make the day also a message of hope. A message that if we can come together in community, if we can walk together with others who have experienced something similar, then the message really is that we can have hope for the future.
How prevalent and widespread is mental illness here in Australia?
Well, I think mental illness and challenges with mental health and suicide, firstly, just to say that they are somewhat different things. You know, there's statistics that suggest that one in four, perhaps sometimes one in five, are have challenges with mental health in our life, and that's quite normal in some ways. And if you think about the many environmental factors that can happen in life, it's not unusual for people to experience a challenge with mental health. But suicide obviously is a different thing together. They can often be related. But I guess the key point to make here is that suicide is not always experienced by somebody who's got a mental illness.
Absolutely. Could you tell us a little bit more about these Out of the Shadows walks that are taking place this week? Where are they taking place in Sydney? How can people get involved?
Yeah, so there's many. There's a website, outoftheshadows.org.au, that has a list of all the walks that are around the place, and that's probably good for your listeners to go to know where their local walks are. But there's some 30-plus walks listed right across the country on that website, and there's many more that will happen in local communities that we don't know about. But certainly these are walks. For example, there's one in Western Sydney at Parramatta, and that's on Tuesday. Tuesday the 10th of September is World Suicide Prevention Day, but these walks occur pretty much starting today right across the next week all across the country.
I think that one of the most important and one of the most beautiful things about these walks as well is that element of hope that you mentioned before, that element of coming together to provide support and provide community.
Yeah, you bet. I think one of the real challenges often with suicide, and you mentioned before, in getting help with any mental health challenge is stigma. And stigma often occurs or impacts us almost unconsciously. We're not even aware that that's the reason why we're not talking about it or we don't open up to others. And so these walks really are a great way to break down that stigma by saying, you know, in some locations there's 1,000 people come together to walk, and that's 1,000 people in a local community saying, we're here to listen. We're not going to be affected by that stigma. We are open to talking to each other and sharing in community.
Speaking of that community and that beautiful support system that can rally around people, what would you suggest anyone listening do if they are struggling or if they know someone who could be struggling with suicide and suicidal thoughts?
Yeah, I think, look, the first thing to note is it can be anybody who can help. You don't need to be a specialist, a psychologist or a trained counsellor. In fact, the most important thing is that we can sit and listen. I think sometimes we feel the need to fix a problem. We feel the need to take the pain away from somebody who might be experiencing grief or loss or any other concern. It's almost counterintuitive, but just sitting and listening, taking the time to be there with others, is often the greatest thing we can do to help.
Mm.
In terms of suicide, listening out for those signs that people, we often call them cues, and being there in support and then offering to help them get to more support if they need it. So sometimes there is a need to obviously see a psychologist or a counsellor or some other specialist. The GP is a great person to direct a person towards if they're feeling those kind of thoughts of suicide.
Absolutely. Well, Robert, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much for your time this morning and for all the incredible work that you're doing.
It's a pleasure. Thanks very much for having us.
That was Robert Sams, Executive Director of Lifeline Direct, talking to us about World Suicide Prevention Day and the Out of the Shadows walks happening this week. Now, a reminder that if you are experiencing difficulties or need support, Lifeline is available 24 hours a day on 13 11 14.